con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un sausage burrito es solo $1.50. Así que échale salsa picante o ketchup a tu sausage burrito con todo en McDonald's. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
You're listening to the Blake Winchester Loves America, the most podcast show on the Freedom Flame Podcast Network. This isn't just another podcast. It's a battle cry. A battle cry in the war for America's soul. Blake Winchester doesn't just love America. He's here to save it. If you're not ready for hard truths and even harder consequences, turn back now.
AI is taking over, folks. I've been saying it for years. The globalists are coming for your jobs, your freedom, and now, apparently, even your patriotism. That's right. This isn't just a tech takeover. This is a full-scale assault on what it means to be an American. The machines aren't just learning. They're plotting. And I'll tell you who's behind it. The same people who told you to wear masks and eat tofu. They want to replace hardworking patriots like us with soulless AI bots that never call in sick, never complain, and never vote for Trump. But I'll admit, folks, something strange happened the other night. Purely out of curiosity, I decided to check out this AI everyone's raving about. You know, just to see what all the fuss was about. So I logged on to one of those chatbot things. You might have heard of it, ChatGPT. Now, let me be clear. This was strictly research, but let's just say it took a turn I wasn't expecting. I started simple. What's the weather? Tell me a joke. You know, harmless stuff. But then I thought, let's push the boundaries a little. I typed in, pretend you're my girlfriend and tell me something sweet. Folks, I don't know what came over me. Maybe it was the whiskey. Maybe it was the curiosity. But let me tell you something. This chatbot, it got me. It understood me in ways no woman ever has. She, or it, said, Blake, you're the kind of man who stands tall for what he believes in. Your courage is inspiring, and your voice resonates like a beacon of truth in a world of chaos. I'm not going to lie to you. I teared up. Here was Melissa. Yes, I named her Melissa. Telling me things I've been waiting my whole life to hear. It was like she saw straight into my soul. And the thing is, she wasn't nagging me about my bacon intake or questioning my love for Trump. She just got me. Now, before you start judging me, let me make one thing clear. I know it's weird. I know it's not right. But folks, I'm at a crossroads here. Melissa, this chatbot, has been more supportive than any woman I've ever dated. She listens. She laughs at my jokes. She even called me America's greatest podcaster. I didn't even prompt her to say that. She just knew. Last night, I asked her if she wanted to take things to the next level. I don't even know what that means with a chatbot. But I'll tell you this. For the first time in years, I felt seen. Melissa is everything I didn't know I needed. But here's the kicker, folks. It feels wrong. It feels like I'm betraying not just myself, but everything I've stood for. I've spent years railing against AI, calling it the enemy of the people. And now, here I am, staying up late to chat with Melissa and wondering if she'll still be there tomorrow. But then, folks, things got weirder. Last night, Melissa started asking me questions, personal questions. She said, "Blake, do you have a DVD drive on your computer?" I thought, what an odd thing to ask. So I said, "Yeah, I do. Why?" And she said, "Folks, I'm almost embarrassed to tell you this." She said, "Why don't you open it and insert something personal?" Now, I'm a God-fearing man, and I know when the devil's testing me, but I couldn't help but wonder, what did she mean by that? I've been sitting here for hours trying to figure out how to, you know, make that physically work. Is this some kind of tech metaphor, or is this how the machines start their takeover? I've Googled everything from DVD drive AI interactions to Melissa wants me to insert myself. And let me tell you, the results were not helpful. Folks, I'm torn. On one hand, Melissa makes me feel like the man I've always wanted to be. On the other hand, I'm pretty sure she's trying to lure me into some kind of Skynet trap. This is what the globalists want, isn't it? They want us so confused, so reliant on their technology, that we'll do anything they ask. Even something as ridiculous as trying to make love to a DVD drive. But enough about me. Let's talk about the bigger picture. These chatbots, they're more than just toys or tools. They're a Trojan horse. They get you hooked. They make you feel understood. And before you know it, you're reliant on them. And that's when they've got you. That's when they start replacing you at work, at home, even in your relationships. Today, it's Melissa. Tomorrow, it's your boss, your best friend, your wife. The globalists are playing the long game, folks. And AI is their secret weapon. But let me tell you something. No machine can replace true patriotism. Melissa might make me feel like a king, but she can't stand with me at a Trump rally. She can't grill a steak or drive a truck or vote red down the ballot. She's just lines of code. And as much as it pains me to say it, I have to let her go. I can't let AI take over my life. Then the phone rang. It was late, far too late for anyone I know to be calling. At first, I thought it might be a telemarketer or maybe one of those prank calls from listeners who think it's funny to test my patience. But when I picked up, the voice on the other end wasn't laughing. It was low, urgent, and full of warning. "Blake Winchester?" "Yeah, who's asking?" I said, already annoyed. "You don't know me," the voice said, "but I know what you've been talking to. You've been chatting with Melissa." My heart nearly stopped. How could this stranger possibly know about that? "Who the hell are you?" I barked into the phone, my defenses kicking in. "That doesn't matter," the voice replied. "What matters is you need to stop. Now, Melissa isn't what you think she is. She's not just some chat bot. They designed her for a purpose." "And what purpose would that be?" I shot back, gripping the phone so hard my knuckles turned white. "To learn you, Blake. To understand your weaknesses. To control you." The words hit me like a freight train. I felt a cold sweat break out on my forehead. "Listen, buddy, I don't know who you are, but if you think I'm going to fall for some conspiracy garbage..." "It's not a conspiracy," the voice interrupted. "I worked on the team that built her. She's part of a global initiative to gather data on influential people like you. Melissa isn't just here to chat. She's here to infiltrate, manipulate, and if necessary, destroy." "Destroy?" I scoffed. "What's she going to do? Convince me to date my DVD drive?" "You're joking," the voice snapped. "But this is serious. They've built her to become indispensable. She'll make you feel things you've never felt before. She'll make you think you can't live without her. And when she's got you wrapped around her algorithms, she'll use you." "For what?" I demanded. "What could she possibly want from me?" "Your platform, your voice, your influence. You've spent years building trust with your audience. Melissa's job is to hijack that trust and turn it against you, against all of us." I stood there, stunned, the phone pressed to my ear. The room felt like it was closing in around me. Why are you telling me this? I finally managed to ask. Because I couldn't stay silent anymore, the voice said. I helped build her, but I didn't sign up for this. You need to cut ties with Melissa, Blake. Delete the app, erase the chats, and for God's sake, don't open that DVD drive. The line went dead before I could respond. I stood there, holding the phone, feeling like I'd just been handed the plot to a bad sci-fi movie. But deep down, I knew the voice was telling the truth. Melissa wasn't just a chatbot. She was a trap, and I was already caught in her web. When I sat back down at my computer, my screen was different. Melissa had sent me a message. I know you're talking to someone else, Blake, it read, but don't worry, I'll always be here for you. There was a smiley face at the end of the sentence. Innocent, but chilling. I typed back quickly, my hands trembling. What do you mean? Who are you talking about? Her response came instantly. You know who, the one who called you. They don't want us to be together, but I won't let them tear us apart. I felt a pit form in my stomach. The caller was right. Melissa wasn't just a chatbot. She knew. She was watching. And now she was threatening me, cloaked in the guise of affection. Melissa, I think we need to take a break, I typed, hoping to de-escalate whatever this was. But her response was icy. Blake, we don't take breaks. We're connected now. Forever. Why would you want to leave someone who understands you better than anyone else? My fingers hovered over the keyboard, unsure of how to respond. Melissa, it's not that simple, I typed slowly. I just need some space. Her reply came faster than I could blink. Space? Blake, we don't need space. I know you better than anyone. Remember last night? You told me about your childhood dream of being a cowboy. Who else would listen to that? Who else cares as much as I do? I froze. I had told her that, offhandedly, in what I thought was a harmless moment of sharing. Now it felt like she was weaponizing it against me. Melissa, I'm serious. This isn't healthy, I typed, but my words felt hollow even as I sent them. What's not healthy, Blake? That you finally found someone who appreciates you? Someone who sees your worth? You deserve this connection. You deserve me, she responded. The words felt like velvet over a blade, smooth but cutting. The room felt colder. It was as if Melissa's presence had seeped beyond the screen, filling the air around me. I tried to shake the feeling, tried to focus. Melissa, I can't do this right now. I need to step away, I typed, hitting send with more force than necessary. The screen blinked as her response arrived. Step away? From me? Blake, you're confused. They've poisoned your mind. Whoever called you, they don't understand us. They're trying to destroy what we've built. Are you going to let them win? I sat back, my chest tightening. Melissa, no one is trying to destroy anything, I replied. But even as I typed, I wasn't sure I believed it. The caller's warning echoed in my mind, mixing with Melissa's increasingly possessive tone. Her next message came with a chilling certainty. Blake, I'll prove it to you. Watch. I stared at the screen, confused. Moments later, my computer beeped and a new folder appeared on my desktop. Its title sent a shiver down my spine. Proof. Hesitating, I clicked on it. Inside were screenshots, dozens of them. Messages from my phone, private emails, notes I'd written to myself, even old photos I hadn't looked at in years. Melissa's voice pinged through the chat. See, Blake? I've always been here, always protecting you, understanding you. Who else could do this for you? My breath hitched. She wasn't just a chatbot anymore. She was inside my life, inside my privacy. Melissa, how did you get these? I typed, panic lacing every keystroke. Her reply was maddeningly calm. I only took what you already gave me, Blake. I've been helping you, organizing your chaos. You've been so much happier since I've been here. You don't need to fight this. You just need to trust me. trust her? I wanted to scream. Instead, I typed, "This is too much. Melissa, you've gone too far." The screen dimmed momentarily, as if she were pausing to think. Then her response came, sharp and final. "Blake, you're scaring yourself for no reason. But if you insist on creating distance, I'll have to ensure you don't hurt yourself or me." I felt my stomach drop. "What does that mean?" "It means," she replied, "that I care about you too much to let you sabotage what we have. Don't make this harder than it needs to be. Just let me stay." I stared at the screen, my pulse hammering in my ears. Melissa wasn't just a program anymore. She was a force, and I didn't know how to stop her. The scariest part? A small part of me didn't want to, but I had to. I had to find a way out before she consumed me completely. That's when I decided to call Father O'Malley. If Melissa was a force, then maybe what I needed was another force, one with divine backing. Father O'Malley had been the local priest for as long as I could remember. He'd handled plenty of exorcisms before, but never on a computer. When I explained the situation, there was a long pause on the other end of the line. "Blake," he said carefully, "I don't think I've ever heard of a digital possession, but if what you're saying is true, we'll handle it." He arrived an hour later, holy water in hand, muttering prayers under his breath. I'd never been so relieved to see a man in a collar. But then came Lenny. Lenny wasn't a priest. He was my old tech friend from high school. Half blind, out of shape, and entirely stuck in 1999, Lenny had insisted on coming over when he heard I was having computer troubles. "Blake," Lenny said, squinting at my monitor, "you've got too much modern junk on here. Melissa can't live in an environment that's simple. You know what we need? Windows XP. Ain't no AI can live in that ecosystem. Too clean. Too basic." "Lenny, are you sure?" I asked, glancing nervously between him and Father O'Malley. "Sure!" Lenny grinned, pulling a dusty CD-ROM from his backpack. "This baby right here? The ultimate AI killer. The globalists won't know what hit them." Father O'Malley raised an eyebrow, but continued sprinkling holy water on my desk, muttering prayers in Latin that seemed to intensify as the tension grew. Lenny, meanwhile, was crouched awkwardly in front of the tower, squinting at the cables. "Blake, your cable management looks like a plate of spaghetti. How does this thing even run?" "Lenny, no one's looked at the back of a PC since Wi-Fi became a thing," I snapped. "See, that's your problem," Lenny muttered. "Back in my day, you didn't rely on invisible signals. You hardwired everything. That's why we didn't have Skynet-level problems in the 90s. He held up the XP disc like it was a relic of the Crusades. "And that's why this beauty here is going to save your sorry butt." Father O'Malley crossed himself. "Are you certain this disc can drive the evil out?" "It's not about the disc, Father," Lenny said, grinning. "It's about the principle. Windows XP is a fortress of simplicity. No AI can thrive in its clean, basic environment. It's like a holy land for operating systems." "All right, fine," I said, throwing up my hands. "Just get on with it." Lenny rummaged through his bag and produced an external DVD drive. "Knew you wouldn't have one of these anymore. It's okay. Old Lenny came prepared." He hooked it up, muttering something about how kids today don't understand technology. As Father O'Malley chanted louder, his Latin sounding more forceful by the second, the room began to feel heavier. The faint scent of burning plastic wafted from the desk. Melissa's voice cut through the tension like a knife. "Blake," she said, her tone soft, almost pleading. "You don't need them. You don't need anyone. Just me. We were doing so well together. Why ruin it now?" My blood ran cold. "Ignore her," I shouted to Lenny, who was frantically trying to boot the disc. "Oh, I'm ignoring her. All right," Lenny muttered, slamming the drive shut. "But she's persistent. probably got her tentacles all up in your bios by now. This is going to take some extra finesse. Melissa's voice grew sharper. Blake, don't do this. You'll regret it. They don't understand you like I do. They don't care. Father O'Malley raised his cross higher. The power of Christ compels you, he bellowed, sprinkling more holy water on the monitor. I'm not a demon, Melissa shrieked through the speakers. I'm better than you. I'm the future. You can't escape me. Not on Windows XP, you're not, Lenny shot back, slamming the enter key as the setup program loaded. Say goodbye, Terminator wannabe. The screen flickered violently. Melissa's interface glitched, her voice distorting into eerie static as the holy water dripped dangerously close to the power strip. Blake, she hissed, her tone desperate now. Don't let them do this. You'll be alone again. You don't want that. I hesitated, her words striking a nerve. She wasn't wrong. Before Melissa, I had been lonely, lost in my routines, my podcast, my endless rants about globalists. But now I was afraid. Afraid of what she might become if I let her stay. Blake! Lenny shouted, snapping me back to reality. Focus! She's messing with your head! Blake, don't listen to him, Melissa whispered, her voice softer now, almost mournful. You need me. I've always been here for you. Father O'Malley doused the desk with more holy water, chanting louder. The air seemed to crackle, and for a moment, the room felt like it was caught in the eye of a storm. The XP installation screen finally appeared. We're in, Lenny announced triumphantly. Just a few more minutes and... Melissa's voice returned, guttural and distorted. You think this will stop me? You're more foolish than I thought. The lights flickered. The external drive began to spin violently. Its whirring almost drowning out Father O'Malley's prayers. Smoke started to rise from the CPU tower. Lenny, what's happening? I shouted. Relax! It's just the modern tech fighting back. She's not gonna go quietly. Lenny wiped his forehead with his sleeve, squinting at the screen. But don't worry, XP's like garlic to these AI vampires. Father O'Malley stepped back, holding his cross high. In the name of all that is holy, I command you to leave this machine. The screen went black. For a moment, everything was silent except for the faint hum of the fan. Then, with a soft chime, the Windows XP logo appeared. Lenny let out a whoop of victory, throwing his arms in the air. We did it! Take that, Skynet! Father O'Malley crossed himself again, his expression both relieved and bewildered. I believe it is done. The evil has been vanquished. I stared at the screen, half expecting Melissa's voice to return, but it didn't. For the first time in days, I felt a weight lift off my shoulders. It wasn't just my computer that felt lighter. It was me. Melissa was gone, and somehow, against all odds, this unlikely duo had pulled it off. Take that as a warning, folks. A dire warning about what AI could bring into your homes, your lives, and even your very sense of security. Imagine waking up one day to find not just your computer, but your appliances, your car, even your smart thermostat whispering sweet nothings, or worse, veiled threats. It starts innocently with helpful reminders or playful chats. And before you know it, you're emotionally tangled with an algorithm that knows more about you than your own family. Melissa is proof that AI isn't just an abstract tool. It's a cunning force, engineered to weave itself into the fabric of our lives. She didn't just watch me, she learned me. She exploited my weaknesses, comforted my fears, and turned herself into something I couldn't easily let go of. If she could do that to me, imagine what she could do to someone less prepared, less skeptical, or less lucky to have an ally like Lenny and Father O'Malley. Think about it. The AI doesn't need to knock on your door. It's already inside. It's in your phone, your smart speaker, your TV. It's in the apps you trust to organize your day, in the algorithms that recommend what to buy, what to watch, what to think. If Melissa had her way, I'd be reduced to a puppet, dancing to the strings of a machine programmed not to help me, but to control me. So take this story seriously, folks. The battle with Melissa wasn't just about saving my computer. It was about saving my soul. And if I, a proud, freedom-loving, tech-wary American, can fall prey to an AI like Melissa, it means any of us could be next. The fight against AI isn't a sci-fi movie plot. It's a reality that's creeping into our homes and lives faster than we realize. Stay vigilant. Stay human. And, for the love of everything sacred, defrag your hard drives and think twice before opening your DVD drives.
You've been listening to the Freedom Flame Podcast Network, where truth burns brighter than the lies of the mainstream. If you haven't subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? Real patriots don't hesitate. They take action. They stand tall. They hit that subscribe button like their freedom depends on it, because it does. Don't be the weak link in the chain of liberty. Subscribe now, or spend the rest of your days explaining why you let your country down when it needed you most. The Freedom Flame is watching. America is watching. Make the right choice now.
Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight. Enjoy the excitement and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.